The Sixth Sense podcast is brought to you by Grin Brush. Happy teeth, happy planet. Grin Toothbrush is a toothbrush that takes better care of your teeth and the planet. It's beautiful, responsible, and automatic. Listen, fellas, you're going to be saving time and money when you subscribe to get your premium toothbrush delivered to you for less than what you're paying for drugstore brands. Not only that, you're going to be going green. You're going to be saving the environment. The Grin toothbrush uses 85% less plastic than disposable, overpriced drugstore brands. And finally, you're going to be simplifying your life. You get these fresh brush heads, and replacement reminders arrive automatically to you to let you know when to change your brush head so you can be putting the cleanest toothbrush, germ-free, into your mouth. Now, gentlemen, this is a great gift for the ladies, sisters, brothers, kids, mothers, fathers, anyone in your family, friends. So if you want to pick one up for yourself or anyone else, go to grinbrush.com and enter the promo code SIXTHSENSE, and you'll get a 15% discount on your subscription. Again, go to grinbrush.com, enter the promo code SIXTHSENSE, and you'll get a 15% discount on your subscription. All right, fellas, go sign up and take care of your oral care.
Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console.
All right, 3, 2, and 1. To Yorkie for Commissioner Corner, and that's it.
What's going on, fellas? Never. Hello?
All right, perfect.
Okay, sorry. Now I can hear you guys.
Okay. We don't have to talk to you. You're just doing Commissioner Corner, and then that's it. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So, again, from the bowels of Scotiabank Arena, this week's Commissioner's Corner is all about situational football, situational, and setting your lineups. We're all going through those roster decisions of, should I start this guy? Should I start that guy? I'm going through it with Matt Ryan or Cam Newton. Who's on the road? Who's at home? So I know you guys always have – there's always one or two guys. Am I going to start this guy? Am I going to start that guy? I know there's a group chat going on that we're a starters league. Like everyone's got you got your guys you're going to play every week. This guy's in my lineup, no doubt about it. But there's always a few guys that you're always on the cuff. Should I start this guy? Should I start that guy? And you're always like, fuck, this guy or that guy. So it's always situation football. You're always doing the research of who should I start? Start them, sit them, ESPN, Yahoo, whoever it might be. So it's always getting down to the matchups. I know everyone's going through it. I'm going through it this week. So this week's all about situational football and who you're going to start and who you're going to sit.
Boom. All right, buddy. Have a good game.
See you, boys.
Cheers. Okay, Kirky, call back me and Bernie when you figure out your computer. Situational football, indeed. We've all been through it. We've all started the wrong guy. We've all hated it for an entire week. That was, of course, the voice of Matt York. And you are hearing right now Zach Cosby. You might as well actually call me Even Steven after last week. We'll explain that more coming up. And we've got some headlines from week 7 in the UFFL as we move on to week 8 here on the Sixth Sense podcast. Can't believe it's week 8 already. I sound like a total cliche when I talk like that, but that's fine. And yeah, so we'll get through the week 7 mo, week 7 dud, week 8 mo, week 8 dud. If we make it to 40 minutes, we'll challenge you. But we have to start with, of course, is he first place? Andrew Kirkland, is he first place?
No, I am not first place anymore because Eli Manning's an idiot. That's the freaking problem here.
Did you see that last play or that last drive of the Monday night game?
I watched the whole thing.
terrible. No, I'm not first place. I'm second place. I'm 5-2. Lost two in a row. I'm pretty pissed. But I'm gonna be gonna have a big week this week against our special guest, Tyler Burnside. Mr. Burnside, are you with us?
I'm with us. Well, thank you very much for the invite tonight. Glad to be here. Unlike you, I'm on a two-game swing, two wins in a row. So, yeah, moving up from the bottom.
He's almost on a heater. Get Burnside at the craps table. Get this guy going.
Bondo and I are coming from the bottom.
Kirk, are you hearing the alien shit that's going on right now?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know what's going on. Did someone change something?
Oh, I think it's me. Yeah, it's totally me.
Beautiful. What? Are we going to get an explanation or no? We don't. We need one.
So I had Roger Sportsnet in the background. I was watching the World Series. So many things going on at once. Much better now, though, eh? So, wow, we really started this one off with a bang. Commissioner came out swinging. I don't know what.
No, one sec. I don't know what Yorkie was talking about with situational play. Like, how does the commissioner not talk about a tie, like in a decimal point league?
Need a second tiebreaker.
Yeah, the year of the tie continues. Unbelievable.
Cleveland Browns and Cosby.
I can't believe it. I'm not kidding. Because I forgot. If we want to recap that, I can start. But I literally forgot that Giorgio Tarvecchio, or whoever they pulled in, I think he helped pour the cement at the Falcons' new stadium, and then they brought him in to kick on Monday. I totally forgot he got one field goal, so I was thinking, oh, he's got probably 10. Ingram hasn't done much, and I wasn't watching the actual stats go down. I was kind of just monitoring the situation, and then I get blindsided when I open the computer at the end of the game.
So, Kasi, what does this actually do to you and Delamere in regards to a tie, like, in the standings? Like, is that like a loss, or is that good, like, in a win perspective? Like, what does this all mean for you guys now?
It all depends where they are in the standings. I was looking at today. It's, if Cosby is in the bottom, it's a loss. If he's above, say, like, right now he's 3-3-1, he's above every 3-4 team, so it's like a win.
Right.
But if he ends up 6-6-1, he's basically 6-7 if he's competing against guys that are
6-7.
Well, yeah, so you got to go 500 now. Like before, it's basically a loss, right? Because 6-7 will probably get you in. But you know, you can't go.
But he would still beat a team 6-7 because he's 6. He'd be 6-6-1.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So just from that perspective, it's good. I think now you don't have to worry about how many points you freaking get.
No, but I'm doing okay there. I think it's, I think I was initially just, I laughed for a bit. And then I tried to figure out what it meant as we're doing right now. We sound like total geniuses too, calculating. We can't count to 13, which is great, but that's fine.
Speaking of laughing on Monday, I bet you Ozzy was not laughing.
No, you got backdoored big time.
There was a lot of guys that were not laughing on Monday. I wasn't laughing today.
I can't believe no one's really bringing up Eli trying to sneak it. Like, you're running the ball twice with 30 seconds left.
I wasn't up and I didn't watch the whole game, but I watched the highlights in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Why would QB sneak twice?
Because Odell's getting to him.
Just give it to Saquon. Just give it to him. He'll run it in. And it won. Okay, sure. One, give it to Saquon. Two, who cares? Like, you're down. You're not going to win. You're not going to do the onside.
But you can at least get a touchdown with 30 seconds instead of 5.
And you know, like, what else? Oh, fuck. I know. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so 100% cause. They should have just given it to Saquon, run it in with 30 seconds left, and then they don't have to do like the super long onside kick to try to get with 5 seconds left. You know what the worst thing about this, boys? So I'm becoming like a little bit of a gambling addict now with my.
Oh my goodness!
Did you win at least this time?
No, I actually bet the Giants to win on the money line, so straight up win.
Oh,
I would. No, I didn't. And no, they lost. But the line, the spread on it was 4. So Giants covered the spread.
Yeah.
Yeah, they backdoor covered
that's,
Aussie.
That's
big
why
extent.
Aussie lost, yeah.
Hold on. Sorry, that's in the WhatsApp chat. Aussie lost in on his bet, right?
Because yeah. They had to win by 4.
Okay, wow. Geez, welcome to the conversation, Kirk. You, like, get with it here.
Well, you're doing okay. I mean, at least we're just glad to hear you after what went on earlier.
You guys just talk. Cosby, you interview Burnside little for a little bit. I'll get back on the rails here. I just got to...
Sign language only.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been quite the podcast with no microphone on Kirky at all. But no, we're good. I'm glad to have Burnside here. This is good times. We had a good weekend. Hung out at Jay Wow's, watched some football. Gracious host Jay Wow. So I guess we'll start there, Burnside. What'd you think of the football?
Yeah, it was good. Shout out to Jay Wow for hosting that party. It was good. Had a couple of boys over. Which is a good time for sure, hanging out with the fellas. Like, I haven't seen you guys since Nashville. So, and then adding Ozzy and J-Ro to the mix. It was good to see everyone. My team actually performed this week. So that was a bonus. Everyone put up some decent points. So, the football games were good. That Monday nighter, there was a lot of teams riding on that one. A couple of people won, lost because of that 5 seconds. I know I lost $50 because Bondo got the week high because of Odell. So, it's a good week overall.
Yeah, I had a good chance to stay. I'm so glad I didn't stay for that Sunday nighter. I was like, should I overstay my welcome here at Jay Wow's and just hang out for 12 hours watching football? And then the Bengals didn't, like, if we said it 1 week that a team didn't even shit the bed, they just shit on the floor. The Bengals, like, went out of their way to shit in, like, all the sinks. In the house, like, they were just shitting everywhere.
Defecated
big dump
everywhere.
Yeah.
Dumpers so everywhere.
So much feces. Amazing.
Burnside, what do you think about Jay Wow's DAZN connection on his 75-inch TV?
She was a lot of 75-inch seizures. That's what
I thought it was blinking every 3 seconds.
I like the suspense it created. I was using it more as, like, a sort of a thrilling device, like it passes in the air,
Did he catch it? Did he not? I don't know. Oh, yeah. He did.
Yeah, they're pointing first down. Really exciting stuff. But no, it was a good time. I ate more chili after all you guys left too. So no complaints from me. Yeah,
that was delicious chili.
Ozzy had no idea that there was any problems with the reception of the TV. He was looking down at his phone, swiping right or left.
Yeah, he was on a Tinder heavy approach.
Yeah.
He had to live up to his team name. He changed it. Changed it mid. He, first of all, he showed up, complained about team name changes. Yeah. There's too many, and then changed his team name
Tindy Assassins.
He quit twice, by the way, too. I had to talk to him about that.
That was big. Yeah, I think when we all get together, it's a bit like just stirring the pot a little too much. You know, it's a bit to take for some guys. It's a bit overwhelming, I guess, is what I was trying to say.
Speaking of stirring the pot, I'm actually really pissed about how we stirred the pot with Stufar, about him actually not playing a kicker.
Yeah, because that burned you.
I know it did. It just wasn't good. His thought was if I was gonna blow him out in the 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock games, he was not gonna pick a kicker up.
But he put up good points in the early games, though. That's the thing.
Well, they were okay. It wasn't, it was 130 to 130 roughly. But yeah. So Burnside, what's happened to your team over the last three or four weeks? Because I believe you've won like three of your
Three of the last four, two in a row. Think like, of my team.
Going on?
Team at the start, I just wasn't putting up points. I made that trade with Jay Wow. That hasn't really, he's actually won that trade as of right now because Burton had a big week last week and Gronk obviously didn't play. But right from the start, I knew my team wasn't bad. That's why I wasn't worried about throwing down the Mark Messier guarantee there. That 1 week he called me out for having a shit team and not giving her this year. So, I think I'm sitting all right. Actually, Jay Wow and I have been talking quite a bit the last couple of days, maybe trying to pull something off because he's a little RB weak this or RB.
A little RB week. A
and
little
by,
RB
by
week.
By little, I mean a lot. Slash, he doesn't have any.
He has zero.
So I've been trying to take advantage of that, but he's not quite biting just yet. Not quite biting, but he's getting a little desperate on the chat there by throwing out the everyone on his team's available. So.
Have you said the Z word yet? Have you said the Z word to him?
I haven't done the Z. Tried to get Keenan back today, but he didn't like that offer as of yet. So I was trying to take advantage. Got so many guys on buys and no RBs, but you know, that's up to him. If he wants to play no RBs and try to win, that's his call.
Do you think your turnaround has anything to do with your team logo change to the Gritty mascot?
You know what? Kirky, you might on me something here. It Me Gritty might have been the TSN turning point of my season. Because he...
to hide my Chubb now.
Chubb had a big game last week. And so I got the hide and I got the Chubb. So put those two together.
That's one of the best.
Learn from the best here, Kazi. You got the team names up there. Bondo changed a role in my home with my homies, so that's another good one. The team name might have been it. That might have been the turning point where It Me Gritty just changed the season around. She's on upward swing now.
Let's have some respect for the football and the fantasy playing, though. Like, this is the Sixth Sense podcast. It's not about team names, Kerf, and you know that. Or the Flyers mascot.
It's true.
Sometimes you just need to switch shit up.
Yeah.
You just gotta, like... You know, I think what it comes down to it is, like, I think there's a reversion to the mean across the board here. Like,
100%.
I've been struggling the last 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks ago I put up 165 and lost. That sucks. 135 and lost. You know, it's not that bad. But, like, I do think, like, Bondo and Burnside, you know, came a little out of the gate slow.
Yeah.
But, you know, they picked guys that were players that can play in the draft. It just took him a little bit longer to get going.
Yeah, Bondo's team's actually – oh, go ahead.
And I was just going to say, there's also some tweaking that people probably do earlier in the year of picking up, you know, some unexpected people on the waiver wire that you know, they're decent players, but once they get back in the groove in the system, you know they can actually start putting up some points.
Yeah, like Chris Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, Bondo, he was like – I was only one place above him, but he was a bottom dweller. Even when we were in Nashville there, he was basically, he was going to mail the season in, but he's put up some decent points lately. Had the week high last week, obviously. I think he's projected up there again this week. But yeah, there's she's wide open there. I think I looked today from 6 all the way to 12 or something. I think it's, you know, with Cosby, it's 3-3-1 to 3-4. So she's a wide open bottom two seeds there for playoffs. So these next couple of weeks are going to be big weeks.
That was the other thing that was huge, Kirky. Like, that flips Delamere to 4. Like, I would have been 4-3 with Deli and only one game out of second as well. So it was, yeah, the tie is like the worst. Like, let's not make any bones about it. The tie is the worst thing that ever happened in decimal points. We tied in decimal points. I was going to I was trying to find a highlight, a national broadcast highlight, and I was just silence everywhere. I looked it up. I was searching all over for the highlights, and it was just pure silence when it came to that tie moment in the UFFL. Should never happen again.
Yeah, that was I couldn't believe that I heard that the next morning and actually tied. Just so
I'm not even sure if you can have a second tiebreaker in these leagues, can you?
Who's watching The Office in the background?
that's here.
the commissioner could change at Burnside, but we know what it's like to get the commissioner to do anything.
Yeah,
in this league, so
he's a busy man.
Yeah. All right, we got any more for Bernie? What do we got here? Well, what do I usually ask? How long you played? How long you played fantasy?
I've been doing it for a couple years now. Quite a few. Obviously, this is. I want to thank you, fellas, for having this league, because obviously this is only our second year with you guys, but this is by far my. Devote the most time, and it's my favorite league to be in. So,
like, what are you talking about? Your second year? It's your third year.
Oh, whatever. Well, into the third year.
It's very memorable to him. Very memorable to him.
Well, I've been in the money both years, Kaz. How about you?
Let me just check. I got to check the past standings. My memory is a little bit blurry.
So a little highlights on Hide My Chubb, Tyler Burnside. He's been a member of the Yahoo Fantasy Football League since 2013. His overall record is a very respectable 64-52 with a winning percentage of 552. His best finish is a gold. I don't know what that means, the gold level. It doesn't mean you've won four times, but you've got four gold finishes. So
yeah, I think I finished first in the league, but didn't get it done in playoffs. The very first year, I think it was me and Stuart. I think came down to our head-to-head game the last week, and I think I beat him for the first place. But then I think I ended up losing in the semifinals to somebody.
So Tyler, Mr. Burnside, are you sweating going into this week?
I know you're the top dog here. Like you're wide receivers. Well,
I still am fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking top dog.
I'll give it to Stuart though. We all fucking we sold him out to the Wolves this week because we thought he was gonna shit the bed, and he ended up taking you down. So you got to give him credit for that. But at the same time, your wide receivers are obviously the backbone of your team. So you need basically two of the four to shit the bed to be able to beat you in any given week.
Yeah,
is that a transition into the Mo, Kirky? Is this the Mo?
I'll put it as the Mo, but I think before we get into this week's Mo, why don't we talk about last week's Mo?
Okay.
So
can I just say quick? Sorry to cut you off. Stuart's actually projected for fewer points this week. We average in this league about, I'd say, 140-ish. He's projected for 105 this week.
Man, he's got a bad team. So last what's going on? So the worst thing about his team is that he's going to maybe come first or second overall, and he's going to give the guy who's come seventh or eighth the total bye to the next round.
That's what we think, at least.
You guys should be happy about it because
that's gonna be me if I can.
I know,
make it.
Like you guys are both in that spot. I gotta probably play like a pretty good team that's been battling to get into the playoffs. Like
you'll play Bondo.
Bondo will be on a seven game win streak. I'll be in the playoffs, and he's got freaking Patrick Mahomes just going off. Anyways, the week seven Mo last week. I think this one. Stood up to the bill here. We got Delamere. It was we had the over under at 296. That's pretty close. I guess we came at 286.
We were 10 points off again. You're setting some good lines at least.
Yeah, I was correct that it was under, so I was right on that one. Cosby, you were incorrect. You said over. Jaywell, our special guest last week, also said under. There's nothing more I think can be said about this matchup. This literally was, we picked it right. This was the matchup of the week, and it's a matchup that we will probably never forget ever because of a tie.
The tie on decimal points, that's like, you know, you don't even, that's next to impossible to tie on decimal points. Like with this 1 yard difference.
Yeah.
If there's anything lamer than, I can't think of anything but a unicorn, but we should think of something cooler than that. I don't want it to be known as the unicorn forever. I just might have done it. But how about me losing, or basically losing, tying with 66 points from my running backs from two players? That is gross.
Yeah, what
you guys should kick me out of the league.
Oh, Andy Dalton. Like, did you do anything here that you were, like, not happy with? Like,
I got one guy that I know you won't be happy with.
Chris Hogan.
No, one guy put up a zero, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Jermaine Kearse. Yeah. Bro, that's the Chris Hogan effect. I think everyone in this league has no idea the effect that Chris Hogan has had on the standings.
Chris Hogan would have got you the dub.
Would have got me the dub this week. Cost me a high week a few weeks ago. Having him on my team has held up roster spots that I'm now not using for him. That other guys have been able to pick up and drop guys that they're actually using. Just, I've sent so many guys to the trash heap. This is like the most podcast about my team ever. So let's just keep this rolling. Where do you guys want to go next?
No, we're going to the dud, and you may be in it next week. So we might be talking about it. But the dud for week seven was Jaywell and Ozzie. We had an over under 241. It came in at 243, I believe. So you guys, Cause, you were over on that. I was under. J-Well was over. So J-Well went perfect on the Mo and the Dud over under. So good for J-Well.
Yeah, we should have him on. We should have him on for just for that segment, just for picking.
But, you know, this one sucked. It's and we knew it was going to suck. It was 123 to 120. Like Ozzy gets the win. I can't believe that freaking happens. Like,
that was a tight matchup all Sunday, too.
Yeah, but it's just like, come on, guys. Like, put up some more points than that. It's like, 123 winning is ridiculous. I you know what? I severely hate losing my own matchup with a score that could beat two players in another matchup or two teams in another matchup. That just grinds me.
Well, we got rule changes. You can vote on rule changes every winter or summer. Every summer, you get two rule changes you could submit. I just might be cooking up something to solve that problem for us. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. And the other, so that was definitely.
Parents said, you see how quickly you dismissed my possible rule change? He's like, yeah, I heard that one before, Cosby. Thanks. Yeah. Moving on. Sorry, Kirk, you go ahead, buddy.
I was just going to say, overall, like, I think we were both right. I think we were right on the Mo for last week and the Dud for last week. But I'd say overall, all of the matchups were really good. Outside of a couple blowouts with,
Chambo didn't put up much against me.
So Burnside, have you talked to Chambo about that? And like, just
no, I haven't chirped him yet. No, I should though. Cause that 101 wasn't much of an outing.
No. And he's done that multiple times. Yeah. And then
A plus draft.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then finally, I guess, should we talk about, Hendry?
Hendry.
Snuck out the win.
Yeah. 5-2 snuck out the win. I think he held on for the win, I believe.
The revenge. No, the comeback.
No, yeah, there's a comeback. Yeah.
Get a tight end going.
He had Austin Cooper.
And Julio.
And Julio.
But yeah, like obviously Hendry's working up the leaderboard here in the standings, but huge fall from grace for GM.
Gary and Justin, 6-game slide.
Just struggling big time. I guess the two heads do not work better than one. But anyways, they're in last place, which is a streaky team, I guess they got, obviously.
Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Cause, any more comments about last week outside of what you've already made?
Well, let's talk about my team some more.
Yeah, right.
No, I was, I guess you summed it up. The tie will live forever, and I hope that at least for now we can move on from it because Lord knows I want to.
Yeah. All right, well, let's turn our attention to this week, week 8. Picking the Mo and the Dud. There's a lot of like matchups that like are kind of good. Kind of some close teams. Again, I like to pick my matchups on like two teams that are like higher in the standings. So if that was the case, and we don't necessarily have to go with this one, but you got Discount Belichick versus lots of Kareem Puffs. That would be a big one. But we don't like to typically have two hosts. I don't even know if we call Yorkie a host anymore. You guys at all. But anyways, yeah.
He's just playing. He's situationally hosting. He's playing. He's sitting himself.
Right.
Start, sit.
But this may be a week where, like, some things come into play where it's, you know, some kind of big games that guys need to win or else they're kind of fucked throughout the rest of the season. I might throw the Jaeger Bombers versus Hide My Chubb into that because I think that this is a big week for Burnside. And, you know, if I don't get this one, I'm like back in the mix with everyone else. I'm up for discussion on this, but so Burnside, what are you thinking about kind of when you're looking at the lineup and what's the mole going to be this week?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you and Stuart kind of always got to be somewhat in there just because you're placing standings. But just looking at the projections here quickly, yeah, the matchup between me and you, there's what's that, 316?
Yeah.
I'm doing math correct there, 317.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty, that's going to be one of the higher ones of the year.
316.99.
Yeah. And then
we could do pi as the over under.
Yeah, there you go. 314.
I'm predicting you guys tie.
Yeah.
I don't like your odds.
That'd be so, that would be like, we'd have to have like a whole summit on ties if we got another one. Like, you'd have to get all the GMs together immediately. Like, people take black car limos just to get there.
You know what? Another, this is kind of the opposite of what you guys are kind of talking about. They're two teams down near me, but Aussie versus Bondo, like, they're projected pretty decent this week, and that's basically, you win that, you're back in the mix. You lose that, you're kind of done.
All right, special guest. We know you like Bondo. We're not putting him in the matchup of the week ever. Like, you guys hang out all the time. Probably told him you were coming on. He was like,
"No, I didn't. I didn't.
You get me in the mo."
I didn't even tell him, actually.
Wow, well, he's gonna be surprised.
Yeah, I'm not even going to tell him. He's going to listen. He's going to see. I was actually figuring you guys would have invited him on just because he's hosting that party in at Christmas time, the UFFL Xmas party.
Yeah,
so that's going to be good.
That's something Bondo always does. Bondo never comes up with original ideas and never
says. Oh, yeah.
It's always like, hey, someone else did something awesome. We should do it at my place, too. It's like, I appreciate him laying it up.
But add more drinking.
Yeah, on a Saturday night. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, Cosby, what do you think on the Mo?
I like the do or die time type talk, but there's no one really. I mean, if G and J at 1-6, obviously, like, they're looking at a 5-1 finish to be in the conversation. So they're just not. They don't have the matchup though. They're projected to do well, but the opponent's not carrying the bag in that sense. I don't know how you don't do the. Like, two projections over $1.50 is pretty intense. So I'm willing to make it you guys and, yeah, make the number pi.
Okay. Stamp it down, pi. Cosby, you start the over-under on that one at 3.
Okay.
Let's go 314. You could push if you'd like.
I'm going to – the sharp money push. Nice. That is massive. I'm going to go under just because logic tells you have to. Let's see here. You got Breeze. This is Kirky's squad, Jaeger Bombers. Breeze against Mike Zimmer. Tyreek's in Denver where Kareem Hunt should just run across America again. Thielen against New Orleans. He's going to put up 105 himself. Antonio Brown's going to roast Cleveland, I guess, as well. And then AP, Duke Johnson, Kyle Rudolph and Brandon Cooks rounding out there. So pretty good matchup for Cooks too. I feel like they're going to go to the air, and it looks like J-Wow is planning on benching Jared Goff this week just so he can throw like 6 touchdowns again. So that should be fantastic. And then what do we got on Burnside here? Chris Thompson hopefully will play. Gronk hopefully will play. Marlon Mack hopefully will play. That's big outlook there. A lot of Qs.
I got some backups on the bench too.
Yeah, he should be all right.
My boy Chubb.
Yeah, Chubb is, you're hiding him. You're literally hiding him.
Running backs in Cleveland play in the Mo, that'd be ridiculous.
That would be something. Especially since one of them gets 6 touches a game when he's in your starting lineup. Okay, finishing out Burnside squad. Tariq Cohen, Brock Osweiler's best friend, Danny Amendola, Doug Baldwin. That's going to be interesting to see him if he does anything. And then tomorrow night, some action as well as DeAndre Hopkins will be out there with hopefully Deshaun Watson and his one lung throwing the ball around. And then Jameis was going to light up the Bengals for sure. That's just a guarantee. Hopefully that one's a shootout. So I'll go under, but only because that's what the gambler in me would say on a number, the highest number we've ever had.
Burnside, what are you thinking?
You know what? I'm feeling good this week. I'm gonna say over slightly. I'm gonna say she's gonna be slightly over.
Okay. I agree with Burnside, and I will go one step further, and I'll call my shot with a high week. I'm gonna have a high week. Not even Burnside. I'm guaranteeing a win.
Wow, you're guaranteeing. the Mark Messier
guaranteeing a high week.
Wow. Look at the team well, you're also guaranteeing a win.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm calling my shots guaranteed high week, which, yes, would then turn into a guaranteed win. Yes. I think we're going to be it'll be I'm saying it's over if Burnside gets like 100 points.
Oh, God.
That it's going to be that big, potentially. I could be in the
I like
two
it.
I think they're going to go off. I got a lot of good guys playing some good teams for a lot of points. All right, moving on to the dud. Did we write that in the Google Doc, Cosby?
Oh, yes, right. We did. Yeah, because JWoww, our gracious host, picked that week to host Ozzy and ended up losing to him. The number was 241.5. So how did we finish?
Oh, we already talked about that.
He's talking about this week.
You're talking about this week.
Dude, we do that. I had to keep the streak alive. We do that every week.
Okay, good.
I love it. That's right after I typed Kirky guarantees high week over Burnside.
Yeah,
then okay. both idiots took the over. Intelligent Cosby takes under.
Yeah. All right,
Cosby. Right after I typed intelligent Cosby.
Why don't you
I forgot.
So while Burnside and I talk about the dud for this week, so you can get cut up on doing whatever you're doing in the Google Doc. So okay, Burnside, I'm thinking we talked about this a little bit earlier with the kind of reversion to the mean. I tend to think if one team has a really high week, that's just like absurdly high from the rest of their week, they're going to come back with a dud.
They're due for a shithole, yeah.
And you know who I'm talking about here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Bondo.
Yeah.
So Bondo is going to have a fucking shit game, and we know that's what Ozzy does. Ozzy's 120 points a week. He's been in the dud for a while now.
Yeah, he's been a sinking ship for sure.
So it's an important game for both of those squads, obviously, but I think if we kind of, if we look to next week, I think that is going to be the most disappointing matchup from getting points on the board.
I agree with what you're saying, but I also think even though it's much higher in the rankings, the 5-8 matchup between Shooter McGavin out of time, right now JWoww's got no RBs. So say Shooter McGavin shits the bed, like they might not even make 210.
Yeah, well, it would be tough to put Shooter McGavin in a dud. I feel like he's got a great squad. Is he anyone on buys or anything like that? Like,
he's
not really.
No.
Okay. Some food for thought for sure. And the G&J and lots of backup RB.
Yeah, that's another one too.
Ryan's like. I feel like lots of our backup RBs, it's not a guy we've been talking about too much other than when we gave him shit after the draft for taking Leonard Fournette, and he got screwed there. It's not an exciting team, right? Like, his running backs are Corey Clement and Ty Montgomery. Ty Montgomery's going to get some playing time. He's been tossed around to a bunch of different teams this year, but it looks like he's going to get some playing time this week. So I think there's a lot of duds in the running here. Cosby, we are talking about week 8 dud, which means the worst matchup of the week for week 8, 2018. What do you think on that?
Welcome to the Sixth Sense podcast. That was the Commissioner's Corner, Matt York, weighing in situational football. Let's fast forward, though, guys. I feel like we should talk about the week 8 dud, so I'm going to come in here. And I'll weigh in. I've heard a few thoughts out there from you guys. So I will say Ozzy and Bondo are matched up, and that is all I need to know. I don't even care if they were highest projected.
Honestly, those guys got the definition of duds right there.
Yeah, you have to kind of agree.
Yeah.
That's like they should play on like Wednesday Night Football or something. Like they don't even
American League Football, whatever the minor leagues is. Practice squad.
The XFL is back. Actually, Ozzy would be one of the best XFL players ever.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah. That'd be so good.
They do. So Ozzie's got a kicker going on Monday night. The New England kicker.
He did draft two.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with that guy? Those
of you that, he thought there was no waivers.
Yeah, I know. For those of you that weren't at the J-Wells, he literally drafted two kickers because he thought there were no waivers. So when we did these questions at the beginning of the year, when we said, like, no waiver wire, like, no, it's going to be only free agent pickups, he literally thought this is
you pick your team. One and done. Draft and done. Sell the farm.
Best ball.
Best ball.
He doesn't even set his lineup the whole year. He just doesn't talk to us. He just sits there.
He did quit twice on Sunday.
He did quit twice. Just
we're lucky to have him.
Five times.
Are we going to have him on? Kirky, are we going to have him on? Or?
We'll see if we have time tonight, but I don't know. Like Burnside's a good guest, but maybe. We'll try to get time in for him.
Yeah, I'll call him in a bit. We'll see.
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
So okay. The dud is Shane Bond rolling my homies and Mark Osborne, the Tinder assassin.
So I spent the last sentence you were saying just like, don't laugh when he says Tinder assassin. Don't laugh.
Well, thank you, man, for listening.
Oh, so good.
So, okay, I'm going to put the over-under at 257.7.
Burnside,
257.
I have an over on the Mo. I'm going to say over on the dud as well. I'm going over.
Under, because I just closed my eyes and pointed to my computer screen, and Willie Sneed was in Bondo's starting lineup.
Okay, so I'm looking at the Google Doc. Cosby, can you please type in, I'm thinking this is going to be an under. And I don't know if you want to pick.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I've gotten over it. I ended up picking the under. Kirky took the over, and Burnside was over. Did you say over? I wasn't listening.
I said over.
Kirky, did you say over?
I said under. How many different sporting events do you have going on right now?
It's just the hurl. There's a hurling game that just is replaying on TSN, the Ocho. So,
yeah. A lot of stuff going on tonight.
Kirky took the under and Burnside took the over. Oh, what was the number? I didn't even take the number down. We need a producer or an intern. Will Henry be the intern?
Maybe that's a 40-minute challenge.
Unless he has pictures.
40-minute challenge. This is a one-man challenge. Will Luke Hendry be our intern?
Only if it's not picture day.
Torpedoed. I love it. Roasted you. Andy Samberg, roasted you. Roasted you. That is the best joke ever. Are we going to leave that inside or just like, can you imagine? I can't imagine any scenario. We have to talk about that because, like, how many scenarios do you have? Oh, sweet, I'm invited to the football day. Oh, good, I have family photos that day at 5 p.m.
In the sleet.
In the evening sleet of Barrie, Ontario.
Yeah. Like, I know people got to get on stuff, like, for, like, Christmas photos, but, like, like, I don't know, it was like October 21st. Like, just pump the tires a little bit. Like, it's not a big deal.
And so good.
You know what's going to be the best? The best is going to be getting that photo.
Knowing exactly what was happening.
Oh, yeah. He better be so pissed off in that photo. Oh, man. Guy. So anyways, the 40-minute challenge. Will Luke Hendry be our intern?
Yeah. Compensation TBD.
I have to check the back one first.
Maybe compensation is we don't mention that photo day ever again.
Highly unlikely.
Oh, fuck. All right. Anything coming up for the UFFL peeps? Kirky, you want to take it?
We got a big day coming up on November the 4th. The Bills game, Sunday afternoon, they're playing the Chicago Bears. We got a truck going down with me, J-Wow, Ozzy, and Stufart. Stufart was talking about, you know, potentially just reminding everyone about that again and trying to get as many guys down there as possible. It's going to be a great day. Always fun getting together with the boys. So the more we can get down there, I think, you know, the better it'll be. Burnside, are you looking to come this year and potentially fight anyone in the stands or?
No, I thought I'd be in, but I got actually some major home rentals going on that weekend, so I'm gonna have to tap out of this one. But hopefully, I can join in with you boys the next time.
Don't fucking lie. You got Christmas photos coming up, don't you?
Oh, yeah, no. He's going to Walmart. He's going to Walmart for the passport photos. Yeah, it's the only time.
By myself. That's it.
Oh, like
solo photos.
I'm just trying to picture the what sweater was Luke wearing that day? Like literally on Sunday.
Besides the one under his shirt, or
oh my he God. Better been in a Christmas wool sweater.
Jeez, we always know he's got a shirt under his shirt, but
yeah. Maybe he had like a wool one that was just tickling his beard just enough. Fuck, I missed that kid.
I'm sure he had the FOMO knowing how much fun we were having.
Yeah. And like you will have the FOMO on November the 4th.
100%. 100%.
That's a great testimonial for it. Come to the Bills game. Don't have FOMO.
Yeah,
exactly. There you go. I just did a promo for you.
What about you, Cosby?
Pardon?
Okay, good. Cosby's probably not making it.
Kirk, you picked up that one, though. That's good.
Yeah.
You picked up on that one. We're getting there.
Bondo's probably going to come, I would assume. This guy's got nothing going on in life, right? Silence is golden.
Yeah, Burnside just didn't want to speak. Bondo.
You're asking me? I don't know.
Well, the world knows what's going on with Bondo. You'd be the guy.
I actually don't have a schedule on me. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Bondar. You turn up your Bondar. Where's Shane?
Yeah. So I don't know. Hopefully, we get some more guys out there. I think it's going to be a great day. I think Ozzy will be in fine form. I think I may be driving down. I think that's the plan. But
you're the only one who could get you guys across the border.
Yeah.
I don't know if Yorkie may come. I don't know. Anyways, November 4th, Bears versus Bills should be a good day. I have nothing more to say about that.
Beauty. Let me recap then. We got Mo, matchup of the week. Andrew Kirkland and the Jaeger Bombers taking on Yrtmi Gritty. I don't know if is he even talk. I just did a voice.
Oh, it's hockey ex. It's hide my job now. I changed it.
Oh shit.
Cosby is hot tonight.
Booyah.
What's the score of the ball game, Cos?
They're on some commercial now for I think it's the Bahamas.
You don't even know the score.
It's 2-1. I've been all over the place. Because you guys talked me into this Leafs game, so I've been trying to flip to that, and then that Sportsnet now has to, like, every time I sign in, they try and tell me the first time that my cable provider has no record of it. I'm like, guys, just can't you just work the first time? It works, like, 4 minutes from now. So I wish I could fast forward to that. But yeah, it's 2-1 Sox. The other thing, Burnside, we're not allowed to, we don't have the rights to really MLB. We got the UFFL rights, and we try and focus on that. So
gotcha.
Enjoy the Leafs, though. Are we going to talk Leafs at all? Kirky's Sixth Sense podcast.
Speaking of Sixth Sense, I put some money down tonight on the Raptors to win. Paid me big, big money. So a $5. So the Raptors won tonight. Don't know what the score was, but put a big bet of $5 and got a return of $6.25, $1.25 profit. Yeah, the Raps are lighting it up still.
A win's a win.
Yeah, and so we're doing the podcast today. Today's October 24th. Our next podcast, well, I don't know if we'll do Halloween night, but anyways, it's scheduled for next Wednesday. I'm making a take here. I'm making a call. William Nylander will be signed by a NHL hockey team by next Wednesday night. By the next podcast that drops, William Nylander will be signed. Soak it in, everyone. So
can you bet that too? Just hit submit. If you can bet, make sure you hit submit.
Yeah, I will. Anyways,
put that buck 20 profit on it.
I'm gonna do another one tonight.
Let it roll, guy. Let it ride.
Yeah.
Just take that $1.25 to the tables tonight. What are you doing at home?
I got two hockey games on I could bet on.
I love it. I love it. I don't, I'm not that love it as in like make some savvy choices. I'm loving the savvy choices. Oh, good value.
I told Bondo about it on Saturday night, and he downloaded Bet365. There's going to be some major issues.
I also think he tried to log in 20 times.
And I know.
All 20. He got emails saying it didn't work.
Yeah, no, but he not only get emails, it couldn't work. You got every time you get an email about every time you try to log in and it doesn't work, you get like responsible gambling emails. So he had like 25 responsible gambling emails to me. Like,
so his bank account's locked.
So he was entering, he was trying to get in there so bad, like all the credit cards, like all the other part sites, giving them banking information. It just didn't work, you know, true Bondo style, but
not surprised.
But yeah, once he gets in there, it'll be a pretty big problem for him. But at any rate, what were we talking about before we got into that? Oh yeah, the Toronto scene. Yeah, so I don't know. It's a good time. Again, I always talk about this, but the Leafs are looking good. Kasperi Kapanen sniped another G tonight. Yeah, so
nice goal.
Yeah, it was a beauty goal, and it just. You know, it's a big win. I'm assuming it was a win. It was 4-2 last time I saw, but big probably win for the Leafs and against a big team. They needed this bounce back, but it's awesome. Raptors are awesome. They were ranked number one by Sports Illustrated magazine in the power rankings, which is like unbelievable considering obviously Golden State's out there. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a good season. It's going to be a good winter, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So.
Burnside Leafs take, or you take it away. We'll leave it clean slate for you for Toronto teams if you want to just pitch one last thought in here.
No, obviously the Leafs, you know, they started the season, they're rolling there, putting 6-7 goals a night. Last week was a bit of a slide, but like Kirky said, a huge win tonight just for the, beating Winnipeg, who's a solid team. So I think they're sitting good. They just keep rolling. They got some secondary scoring from Kapanen this year, and guys like that, Kadri potted one tonight. So yeah, I think they're sitting pretty. Even if they win 7-6 all night, that's or every game, that's she's a win. A win's a win.
Do you think they're gonna sign Nylander?
I heard rumors today that they were close to something with Pasternak make like six mil, and I think it's like 6-4 or something they were maybe close to for a long term. But
really, I heard it was going to be 7.
Oh, maybe it's up to that high. Maybe 6.8 or something. I heard then.
Yeah.
But they were saying, you know, what's the difference between 400,000 over that long? But at the same time, you know, they had a lot of big signings in the next couple of years. So.
Oh yeah.
We'll get Yorkie to ask Masai next time he joins us from the Scosche to ask Dubas.
The vault.
We'll go from there. And if you had the vault, not the Scosche, sorry, the millennials probably call it the Scosche. But if you guys, my last note on the pod tonight, if you guys need any in the market for any kerosene, Ryan Madsen is pouring it all over the Fenway Mound right now. Just give the guy a couple matches because this one is just a beauty right now. He just walked in the tying run and gave up a 2-run single to JD Martinez. So you can't really knock him for that. But first and third and couple down in the fifth, so it looks like I'm going to be up till 3 a.m. watching this. It's fantastic.
14 innings.
Yeah, Burnside, thanks for joining us. So, Kirk, you got anything else?
No, you're talking about going to sleep. At 3 a.m., I'm going about to sleep in about 3 minutes. But I just want to say, you know, good luck to everyone this weekend. You know, we had a great weekend, lots of entertainment going on just across the board, off the field, on the field. Keep it going for week 8 here, which is, you know, getting to kind of moving week. We get some guys getting close to be eliminated. Talking to you, G&J. A couple more losses on Gurley's Gone Wild. Or, you know, kind of Chambo going in the wrong direction. This is where they separate the men from the boys, that's for sure. So, Burnside, thank you for coming out. You're a great guest and a longtime listener, so we appreciate that.
And we'll look forward to getting you on in the future, okay?
Yeah. Thanks for having me, fellas. Anytime, maybe in a couple weeks when on my playoff push for the 1-8 seed versus you in the playoffs, Kirky.
Eat shit.
Yeah. See you later, fellas.
Later.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console.